This is one poem only. I'm Maggie Devers. One poem, nothing more, nothing less. Today I'm reading a poem by Amelia Cabantog. You can find her at Meals the Poet. Same old story. Every day the news replays the same old stories. So-and-so died. So-and-so was deported. So-and-so's rights are being taken away. Meanwhile, a mother is crying because her baby is slowly dying, and a brother is screaming because he doesn't know how to cope with all of his feelings, and a girl is lying broken in a bed she did not make. The people outside are screaming and shouting and crying and bleeding on the streets, but they remain unseen and unheard. They're fighting for rights that we've already had to fight for before, and history is repeating itself in the ugliest way. Somehow, the sun is still shining even on the darkest days. And the girl is still smiling, even on her darkest nights. She goes out and protests and screams, "No kings." But within, she's screaming so much more. Get rid of ICE. Hands off women's bodies and reproductive systems. LGBTQIA people exist and always will. She wishes she could change the world. She wishes that someone could hear her voice. But it is always drowned out by the crowd. So she holds her breath, listening to the mother crying over her baby who's bleeding out in the streets, and the brother screaming about all of his pent-up feelings, and the protesters yelling, and the news playing over and over again. And at the end of the day, she is still lying broken, in a bed she never wanted anyway, and hoping one day someone will listen to her, and one day she will have changed the world. She's hoping one day she won't have to fight for her rights, and the rest of the world will wake up and see the damage that is being done, and the people who are being killed, and all the rights being taken away, not just their own. She wants the world to love each other and be kinder to each other, so no one else has to listen to a mother crying because her baby was killed by a cop, or a brother screaming because people keep validating his feelings of hatred towards himself. She doesn't want any other girl, or guy, or non-binary, or gender-fluid to be lying in the same bed that none of them made or ever wanted to sleep in. By Amelia Cabantog. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.